I'm joined in the studios now by Kate Lochte, and on the phone we have Paducah McCracken County United Way's Ashley Wright. Ashley, thank you so much for being on Sounds Good today.
Oh, happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Ashley, you have recently reported out to the Paducah Rotary Club progress on the United Way's a fairly massive impact poverty study that began in, I think, 2010?
Correct.
So bunches of individuals in the infrastructure of Paducah McCracken County got together and addressed a concern brought to the table, I believe, by John Williams Sr. about the unusual growth of poverty, a higher rate of poverty, and its effects on the community. And a number of imperatives were reported out. And you want to start with the ones that you're tracking in particular and spoke with the Rotary about last week?
Sure, yes. Our impact poverty study really began in 2010. And as you said, Kate, we brought together about 50 community members to really study this issue of why poverty was growing, particularly in the city of Paducah, much higher than the state and national average. And so we came together and we really embarked on a study that we thought would probably take a year, and it ended up taking about a year and a half to complete that study, because it's such a massive issue. To really get our arms around it took much more time than we thought it was going to take. And so we rolled out a plan in January of 2012, and I always preface the conversation about impact poverty with the fact that we certainly never believed or intended that this plan would eliminate poverty in our community. But we did feel that from what we learned over that year and a half study, that we had devised some strategies that we could implement in this community that would certainly help impact it and reduce it, specifically focused on how do we break generational poverty. And so we really broke that into six strategic areas of focus: community wellness, kids and education, substance abuse, jobs, support systems, and then the overall perception of poverty in the community. And so we really began to implement some of those strategies across our community, bringing together virtually hundreds of volunteers working on different aspects of that throughout really the last 15 months. And we've achieved a great deal. We've also found some challenges. This is not a static plan. It's very fluid. And so as things have changed, as new information has come to light, we've had to adjust. But we're really proud of some of the successes that we've had in the last year and a half. And I'm so happy to share about that. One of the things that very excited about, our community wellness group that came out of the task force really set a pretty lofty goal of wanting to have a community health center within McCracken County. We expected that would probably take close to a decade to achieve that. It had been attempted in previous years, and funding and other issues had kept that from happening, because we found that there was such an enormous number of people in our community that, of course, are uninsured, but then there are a number of people that may have a medical card or be on Medicaid, but are still struggling to have to be able to have primary care. And so many people, as the story goes, and many communities use the emergency room for primary care. And we also were kind of looking ahead at what's going to happen with healthcare reform, understanding that once that insurance exchange comes to Kentucky, that we're going to have an even larger number of people who now have theoretically insurance, but we don't know how that's going to play out as far as with providers. And so St. Nicholas Clinic, great organization here in the community. The United Way strongly supports the work that they do around providing health care for low-income working individuals and families. And they really were the leader around this community wellness group and began talking about how do we bring a community health center that's going to serve both employed, unemployed, insured, uninsured, across the board, be a place that individuals can go to that will have both, will accept both Medicaid, medical card, and then this insurance in the future. So long story short, we began talking with an organization in Arkansas and that has successfully opened community health centers across the state of Arkansas. And they have since come to Kentucky and will be partnering with St. Nicholas Clinic. The details are not entirely worked out, but we hope by the fall of 2013 to have it hammered out where we're going to finally have that community health center right here in Paducah, McCracken County. So that was a huge achievement because it was certainly something that we thought would take 10 years to achieve, but was a great example of what can happen when you bring all the right people to the table and start networking, and certainly what you can do when you've got the research that our committee had behind it. And so that is a great achievement, I think, for this committee.
So that went very rapidly. Other targets as rapidly, or some slower areas you find?
Well, absolutely, yes. That was, I mean, I think that's a huge success story that went much faster than we thought. There are some areas that obviously are going to take some time. Our Kids in Education initiative was really focused on a number of things, but primarily the real lack of one-to-one mentoring in this community. When in 2010 had just pockets of those kind of mentoring. So we've since developed a McCracken County Mentoring Collaborative and have really been working on retention and recruitment of mentors for young people in this community, specifically targeting those in generational poverty. We've set a goal for that of 213 new mentors by the end of 2013. We're at about 145 right now. So, and of course, we clearly need more than 213 mentors in this community. But we're setting those kind of incremental goals for our study. There are so many things that have been very successful through this plan. We've had some areas of challenges. Our area around substance abuse, that plan never really came to fruition, and so we've kind of started over with a clean slate. So that substance abuse committee is a meeting again and really looking at how do we really attack the issue of substance abuse, primarily around young people. We do have treatment facilities here in McCracken County for both men and women. Clearly not enough, but we do have those. But our goal within this Impact Poverty Task Force is how do we prevent people from ever needing to go into those types of treatment facilities. So we are kind of regrouping with that group as well. In addition, our jobs group was largely based off of a model in Cincinnati called Cincinnati Works. It's a great program founded by a gentleman named Dave Phillips, and it's really a job training program that's different than anything that we have in our community today. But what is required for that to be a successful or program in this community is that we have really a community leader take a hold of that, so an individual or a couple that can really lead the charge on setting up a McCracken County Works model. We haven't really identified that individual or individuals yet, and so that group is not as far along in the process as we would like it to be. But other than those two of the six focus areas, we've really seen some enormous steps forward in our 10-year plan.
Let me go back to the mentoring collaborative and ask how would-be mentors would step up to address that need by the end of the year.
Well, one of the great things you can do, a partnership with Murray State University has allowed us to have a website called volunteerpaducah.org. And if you go to that site, you can learn about a number of volunteer opportunities in McCracken County. But you can also look up mentoring opportunities, and it filters through on that website. And so you can see various opportunities to mentor. You can always call our office, United Way, which is 270 720-442-1691 and get in touch with us, and we can let you know about all of the different mentoring opportunities. It's not just, you know, we have mentoring opportunities in the morning, lunch opportunities where you can mentor on your lunch break, and then, of course, evening and weekend opportunities as well. And that's really what you can do when you bring together all of the organizations in the community that have a mentoring need. You can really offer a menu of options for people, so that if you want a mentor, if you want to get involved in the life of a child, we can help plug you in where it fits your schedule.
The website you're referring to at Murray State is the whole United Way Get Connected cooperative. Yeah. I want to ask you about the Bridges Out of Poverty area. Is that the same as the Paducah Works initiative?
No, Bridges Out of Poverty is really a training that works specifically on helping businesses, churches, schools, individuals understand how to work with individuals in poverty. And so that portion of our impact poverty plan falls under our perceptions of poverty, which is one of the six strategic focus areas. And that is a training. We've been offering that since February, almost on a monthly basis since February of 2012. To date, we've had about 215 individuals go through that training. It is a half-day training from 8 to noon here in Paducah. And then, because we've had such a demand for this training, we've actually offered a second session from 1 to 5, which is a more in-depth session. And so our next Bridges Out of Poverty training will be on May 30th here in Paducah. We'd love for people to get engaged around that. It's not specific to McCracken County. It's a great training for people who are just interested in how to work with individuals who are in poverty and how to serve them better and how to help them get the tools they need to move from poverty to self-sufficiency. We've had people from Murray State, Ballard County, all over the Purchase area come and attend that training. And so if individuals are interested in getting engaged in that, they can also contact our office to get signed up for the next training.
Ashley, what are the primary issues in working with individuals who are in poverty?
Well, you know, one of the things that we discovered from this whole year and a half of studying poverty is that so many of the strategies that we as communities develop to reduce poverty or eliminate poverty or just address it in general are really made from a middle-class mindset. And so individuals who are not in poverty, who don't understand the day-to-day challenges that individuals in poverty face, making programs and initiatives to help move people out of poverty. And so one of the things that was so enlightening to me, I've been involved in the social work field profession for many years now, but what was so enlightening going through the Bridges Out of Poverty training was really helping me as an individual realize how much of the way that I address the issue of poverty I do from my own personal middle-class background. And so what I think is so helpful about that Bridges Out of Poverty training is that it really allows you to assess your own biases, your own view of the world and of people in poverty, and then allows you to kind of step back and see how the programs or the organizations you're working with maybe need to reevaluate the way that they're addressing them. And so it's really a set of principles and a way to look more holistically at the issue of poverty in your community.
Ashley, you've helped us see some of the vision that you've been working on for 3 years now, and I appreciate your being with us today. I hope we can catch up with you again through the year as you develop more programming out. Ashley Wright is Executive Director of the United Way of Paducah McCracken County, and we've been talking about the Impact Poverty Study that began a couple years ago. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you so much, Kate. I appreciate it.